Please, God. I want to share very shortly about who I am, where I come from. I was born a French Canadian in a very small town of Quebec and on a farm, and my mom had 15 children. She lost three when they were babies, and my oldest sister died at 14 years old. We were very, very religious. I was born a Catholic, and we pray to Mary every night, and we really believe that you could be saved by good work, okay? We never had a Bible in my home. I had never seen a Bible. Then the only thing we knew is what the priest told us. And we had to go and confess our sin every week. And when I was young, I learned very young to lie. I lied to the priest. I made up story, and because I didn't know what to say. But that was my life, okay? When I was in grade 8, I was sent for 4 years to live with a nun in a school. Then I went to mass every morning, but again, I didn't know what to be saved was like. And in 1970, I came to Toronto, and I stayed here on my own, but my family kept in touch with me all the time. They showed me a lot of love. Until 1979, somebody shared Christ with me. I never, never heard the gospel. But that day, I received it. And I was completely changed. I was on fire for God, and I wasn't going to keep it for myself. Amen. Then I got in touch with my family. I told her what happened to me, that I was a born-again Christian, saved by grace through faith. And they were very, very upset. They turned away from me. They thought that I was in a cult. And they used to come and see me so often. Even at one point in 75, my sister came and stayed with me for a whole year, and she taught in Toronto. But after that, they didn't want to come and see me. And they used to speak against me. Then I kept on sharing my faith, and they wouldn't receive it. And I pray, I cry out to God that one day, I would be able to share my faith with all of them. 2 years ago, one of my sisters that I had shared the Lord, and she had received him, and she had turned from the Catholic church, she died. And our brother asked me to come and share my faith with all my family. There, everybody was there. My cousin, my niece, my nephew, old friend, and I shared the faith, I shared the gospel. And I told them, it's by grace, that we're all sinners, see, because we thought we were all good. And at the end, one of my sisters that was so much against me came to me and said, Julie, I wish I had your faith. And I was able to share, it's not my faith, it's Christ's faith in me. And I thank God that he has opened the door. I'm just keep on praying, and I keep on sharing the gospel. That was so much in my heart. I could not keep the good news. I had to share it. And at that time, I had a little boy. He's 43 now. He was 6 years old. And he would come with me, and he would share the gospel. And now he's an evangelist. He's on the street almost every day, and he shared the gospel. And the gospel is the good news. And brother and sister, let's not keep it for ourselves. Let's ask God to use us wherever he placed us. At that time where people will slap me in the face because they didn't like what I was sharing. But I shared the gospel. And I pray and I stand in the gap that God will open the eyes of their understanding. And I want to say a little bit today about forgiveness. How do we respond when somebody insults us, rejects us, hurts us? As Christians, we have to forgive because we have no right not to forgive anyone. We have been forgiven much, and we must forgive those that hurt us. How can we receive such a generous mercy and demand that others be given what we think they deserve? When Peter has asked God, how often should I forgive? What did he say? 70 times 7. Do not keep unforgiveness against anyone. Because we have received so much. And we don't deserve it. And we have to show the love of Christ. Christ died on the cross so we could be forgiven, and we are commanded to forgive. Be kind, compassionate to one another. Forgive each other, even as Christ has forgiven you. And it says, love your enemy. Do good to those who hurt you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. It's amazing how our attitude will change when we begin to bless and pray for those who have hurt us. And you could say, but you don't know what I've been through. No, I don't. But God knows. And God is able to give you the willingness and the ability to forgive. Let go of anyone that has hurted you. And God will use you in a mighty way to share the love of Christ with them. The key to forgiveness is steadfast trust in God. Trust in God. He knows every pain and injustice we have experienced, and he will use them to shape us in the image of Christ. Brother and sister, let us be a light in that dark world. People need to know the good news. Don't fear, just trust. God is able to do all things, and he will use you to share the good news. Let us pray, let us stand in the gap. I don't know about you, but my heart cries every day for the unsafe. And every day I say, God, show me. Show me where to go, show me what to say. And God is faithful.